This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today you join me back in Tenerife with all the brilliant music of the Hard Rock Hotel. No matter where you go, there's music, starting from breakfast and going on late into the night with live concerts in one of the big open areas inside the hotel. There's a little island in the middle of the pool where the DJs and the live music is performed from. I discovered when I put my head under the water that you could still hear the music there. Amazingly, there were speakers on the side of this little island that if you were anywhere near enough, you would hear the music played underwater. Incredible. It was such fun being in a venue which is just all about the music, and a lot of it was music from the eras that we really enjoyed, specifically the 80s and the early 90s. And the nightly concerts were so loud that we could sit on our balcony overlooking the area of the concert. It was brilliant. We'd explored the restaurants and we found one that turned out to be our favorite. It was a local Spanish tapas bar that served delicious food, all styles, all sorts. The people who ran the restaurant were delightful, and we ate everything from tapas to salads and the most incredible fish. We also, of course, had to sample some of the local wine, and we ended up eating there 4 nights out of 7. It's easy to tell who are the most prominent visitors to this part of the island, as there were no less than 5 different Indian restaurants along the street. We did try one, a Punjabi-style Indian restaurant, and it was delicious. There were other Spanish-style restaurants and Italian-style, so of course we had to try a bit of those. And then, all too soon, as with all holidays, it was almost over, and I was getting messages on my TUI app telling me what time our taxi would be picking us up to go back to the airport. Thankfully, our last day, we still had time for another one of those delicious brekkies before checking out and waiting for our taxi to pick us up. It was totally impromptu, but turned out to be way above and beyond our expectations. And having a relatively short flight, an excellent hotel with all the facilities and more, so much delicious food, and such an easy beach break, I could happily do this again. I hope that, having heard a little bit about how good package holidays can be, despite being the adventurer that I am, you'll understand that it's something I'm more than happy to do. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure, but for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.